Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. We didn't play a good half of football. We turned the ball over. It produced scores. And there's nothing mystical about that. It was really similar to last week. You know, not a lot needs to be said, man. That's an awful performance by us. But it's us. We didn't do a lot well tonight, obviously. We didn't possess the ball or maintain ball security on offense. We were highly penalized. We allowed those guys to run the ball. Didn't play 60 minutes of action. Didn't play complimentary football. And so we got to absorb that result. You know, we're certainly not going to feel sorry for ourselves. That's this business we're in.
Mike Tomlin, I believe, 6-11 in his last 17 games, Bob. Going back to last season.
And that's a full season.
Yeah.
If you look at it from that point of view,
yep,
that streak would be over.
It's not pretty right now. It's about as ugly as it's been in a long time, and the quarterback issue keeps cropping up. I'm convinced that yesterday, if Mason Rudolph comes in and leads them on a drive, he stays in. What do you think?
If he leads them on a touchdown drive, probably yes. I'm also convinced after he took that hit, Rodgers, and laid on the ground and looked like all of a sudden something popped into his head, says, I don't want to have this again in the future. What am I doing?
Yeah.
There's a part of me that thinks that kind of resonated with him. But he did come back. He's a tough guy. But, yeah, I think if they probably score there, they would have stayed with him.
So what now? What now with the quarterback situation? 100% Rodgers starts this week? And by the way, let's rewind this, Bob, because we argued about this last week. Are you willing to acknowledge now that it's pretty clear that Aaron could have played last week, but Tomlin overruled it?
No, because I thought that we didn't know there were three separate bone breaks and more information came out. I think it was more of a case that he wasn't medically in a position to play until they figured out a way to get it so that they could wrap that hand in that brace. I haven't heard one way or the other if it was cleared medically or not. And even if I did, I wouldn't believe it. Because I think sometimes they don't have that.
Until I hear differently, he was cleared to play last week and Tomlin said no. I don't think you just, from three fractures in your left wrist, suddenly become medically cleared to play. And why wouldn't they just say he wasn't medically cleared last week?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they had said that, I don't know if I would have believed that. I don't know what to believe when they come up with an injury situation.
I'm believing what I'm being told.
But
because
he did not look like...
It's what's happening. It's fine. What's happening.
But what we saw is a guy who's still struggling even before the wrist injury. It goes back to the game before then. It just, there was not a lot there.
Goes back to the two games before then.
Is not good. They do not have explosive plays. They don't have explosive players. It is a possession game. And when you lose the possession game, you're going to lose every game.
We asked after the game, what was it? What was the disaster game?
The Green Bay game, or are we going back further than that?
No, we're coming back sooner than that. If I could get this computer to work, I could be more on point here.
The Chargers?
I want to blame Limits for everything.
Yeah, the Charger game is another one that they showed, you know, very little ability to do much against that team.
Right, the Charger game. We came out of that game highly concerned about Aaron Rodgers, and the question was, is this a one-off? And I said at the time, I'm willing to give him a bad game because I think up to that point, he had been better than anybody mm-hmm. expected. But I was also willing to acknowledge that any time a 41, it's going to be 42 tomorrow, I might add, quarterback has that kind of game, you have to worry, is this it? And nothing that has happened since has dissuaded me from the idea that it could be it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nothing has said, oh no, it was just a one-off. This looks like it could be the end, Bob. What do you think Tomlin is thinking about that? And is there any chance at all that Rodgers either starts, I mean, Rudolph either starts or that Rodgers is on a real short rope this week?
I think they brought him here to be the quarterback. And it would take an awful lot for him not to start in this next game.
How about the way the game goes?
The way the game goes is different.
I think a bad first half would get him pulled.
If they have the same first quarter that they've had for 62 straight games now where they don't produce hardly anything and things are going bad and they trail and there hasn't been any juice on the offense, I think that might see a change there. But I don't know if that's the answer either. I don't know what the answer is. The answer is they got to draft a quarterback. The answer is they need a better quarterback.
I know, but I'm talking about this season right now.
He starts, though. Do you disagree with that?
I think he starts.
Aaron Rodgers, and they brought him in to be this person.
But then again, I mean, the sight of him on the ground there with that arm in a cast and his face bleeding, that looked like an ending, man. That looked like...
That's what I said. I think that in looked his like mind, he probably Ali's, was asking himself.
Ali's last fight, you know, or one of the last ones when Michael Spinks was beating him around, whoever it was. Maybe it was Leon Spinks, Bob. Which Spinks beat Ali?
I'm tempted to say Leon, but I'm not sure of that.
I can't remember.
This is like when you talk about the Jeter family of success in Beaver County sports. There's so many Jeters, and they're all been successful. I can't remember who did what on what day.
Yeah, it was Leon. It was Leon, and it looked like he was done. It was just an image like, man, that guy's done. But I do think if he wants to, he starts this week. And I wonder also how the dynamic between him and Tomlin may have shifted, because I am convinced that Aaron wanted to play in Chicago and Tomlin said, you're not playing. But suddenly he's ready for the next game. And it was ugly. And the thing that stands out, like I think Aaron Rodgers at the age of 78 could stand there and hit targets 30, 40 yards down the field.
Yeah, the arm's not in question.
It's... the ability to escape pressure. It's where are you going? It's are you willing to stand in there and get hammered? Do you sense pressure like you used to? Clearly not. And man, that play yesterday was sort of symbolic to me of the whole season. Just a blindside, sudden change in momentum play where your quarterback is left lying on the ground.
Yeah, and he thought for sure there was, he moved around a little bit, still looking downfield. That's the other problem. To me, anyway, I didn't see a lot of open receivers, and this has been a trend throughout the course of the season.
Yeah.
He held on to the ball there, and that's one of those that he probably should have kept running instead of stopped, because I think it was Mason McCormick who lost his block eventually to Joey Bosa, and it was a free rein to his backside, and that's the whole play right there. But, again, what are they running route-wise? Why is no one getting open?
Because they're not any good.
Okay, then that's your problem. They didn't address
that situation well enough. We've known that for 2 years. And they didn't even get a good guy in here as their number one. Like, what is the big problem with DK Metcalf? The quarterback, the scheme, or Metcalf? I would answer that question as yes.
To all three?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, whatever, the scheme is not working. You showed what he can do with that slant pattern. That's missing from this arsenal. You don't see many slant patterns.
Maybe because everybody saw it and they're taking it away.
They don't even try, Joe. When do you see them trying?
I mean, that's the type of play that has to be open to try.
Right.
He's not a 50-50 catch guy. I don't think he's just a good player. He's not a great player.
Well,
you agree with that?
When we talked about this at the beginning when he signed here for $150 million, I didn't think he was elite. I thought he was good. A very good receiver. But that's a lot of money to give a very good receiver. But again, I don't know how much of this is – I wish I did see, the route running versus the play calling, what's happening. Again, pass charts will show you exactly what we've been seeing, which is – dink and dunk. Is that the design of the play? No one's running down the field. They don't even try to stretch it anymore. What was the last deep ball they threw? I mean, deep ball.
Right, Rudolph threw three of them errantly last game.
I'm talking about Rodgers.
Oh, Good question.
I don't remember one.
Great
question. It was way down the field.
412-928-9370. Where do you think the Steelers should go at quarterback? Should they start Rodgers in this game, Bob?
I mean, the options are the options. I say yes. They brought him here for these kinds of games. If that was the whole reasoning behind signing him, you have to play him. And I haven't seen anything from Mason here. And yesterday I realized it was cold off the bench, but that throw was in the wrong place, and it was the wrong throw for that place. There were three guys there.
It was a beautiful throw compared to his first one that was straight into the ground.
Well, I mean, it has to be Rodgers, right? Would you change it? Would you go with Rudolph?
If I had a viable, let's put it this way. If I had a viable alternative right now, I would use it. But I don't think, and I'm still not sure, by the way, as I watch Rodgers, that Rudolph, if he had a week to prepare, might not be a better option. But yes, I would go with Rodgers, and I would have him on a very, very short rope. Limits, how about you?
I'm not going to Rudolph. Come on. Like, he came cold off the bench in a game a couple of weeks ago and did pretty well for them in that game that Rodgers was initially knocked out of a couple of weeks ago when he had to come in. Rodgers is here to be able to play these games against the AFC North and win them against the AFC North. If he loses this one, then we have a real conversation.
At what point does Will Howard enter the conversation, Bob?
He already has on our postgame shows. That name was brought up quite a bit. Just knowing the way they operate, they're not going to do that. Should they? I mean, it depends on how things go. If they get to the point where they're kind of eliminated and there's really not, I'd like to see a little bit of him just because we never saw anything in the preseason.
Did you hear Cabali vehemently defending Rudolph this morning?
I did not hear that, no.
I mean, this is incredible, Bob. I've never seen anything like this. Do you have that clip, Limits?
Yes.
This is Cabali with Doran and Adam. And Doran had the nerve to say that a guy who went 0-for-3 played bad in Mason Rudolph. And he was right, of course. And Cabali once again, in fact, there was a huge incident before the show, Bob. We were all in here talking. In Burst City Limits, he looks at Cabali and says, "Is your back hurting from all the water you're carrying for Mason?" And the place erupted, Bob.
I remember that. I was sitting in this chair when I saw him come in there and
I said, "Is it heavy, Cabali? The amount of water that you're carrying right now?" Because
it was unbelievable,
come on, man.
Bob. People
come
started
on.
Cheering. Cabali got mad. It was an incredible moment in fan history when Limits burst into this room today.
He didn't get as mad as I expected him to.
But this is what led to all this. Cabali, and his point is, what, you're going to take the Rudolph thing as the story of the game? No. Nobody's taking that as the story of the game. But it was a story that Mason got in the game and gave up an interception on a horrible throw that led to a touchdown. It's a important part of not only yesterday's story, but their story moving forward. Like, do you trust him to start? Do you trust him to come into a game? This is what happened on the morning show, Bob.
Hey, all joking aside, right now, like, we talk about some changes. Like, I definitely would elevate Will Howard to second-string quarterback. I've seen enough of Mason.
Oh.
What? What is Mason going to give you?
What do you mean elevate him to second string?
I would.
I'm a Will Howard guy, but the guy has not had any snaps.
What
whatsoever.
Do you have to lose? You're gonna go there and get Mason. He's gonna skip a ball in.
You could lose.
He's skip a ball in like he's throwing to home, or he's gonna throw it up in the air and it's gonna get picked.
Well, at least he,
what do you have to lose? If
what
if
do you have to lose? The confidence. You got the confidence of the young guy to throw in there and get absolutely beat around. I don't want that.
A sixth-round pick.
I want him to be nice and fresh for April.
For what?
Just to maybe battle.
So you haven't gotten a game look at him, so might as well hold him to second if Aaron Rodgers breaks his other nostril.
What am I?
Mason. What be am your I, starter next
time
year.
Time out.
Mason Rudolph.
What am I missing God. In about April?
Yeah. What?
Oh, well, when they come back for OTAs or something.
Oh, good.
Come back for OTAs. Aaron Rodgers retires or whatever.
That's the first move I would make today. Would Will Howard would be elevated to second?
You would hammer that. You just got whipped by the Buffalo Bills and going into Baltimore, and your move is elevating Will Howard to number two?
Yes.
Oh.
What's the point?
I would hammer that.
What's the point of having Mason?
Mark, Mason stinks, man.
No, he doesn't.
He stinks.
He literally came in.
If you took the average of the two passes he'd thrown, maybe he'd complete a ball.
I was on record saying that he played well enough to win against the Bears.
So you're blaming him
yesterday? Great. He came in for a series and skipped the ball and threw an interception.
He had like one warm-up.
Oh, he's
oh
a
my God.
Are you kidding me?
What is happening with Cabali and Rudolph here, Bob? The guy came in and skipped a ball on the turf and then threw it right to the Bills.
Yeah, I understand that, and it was terrible. All of that. It was 0 for 3 and two of them. And
would you elevate Will Howard?
I don't know, because he hasn't practiced hardly at all the whole season.
That's my thing, is it's still a little too early for that, I think.
I wouldn't want to put him
in a position where he didn't. But I do hear what Doran is saying.
Yeah, I understand that too, but I don't know if this is the time to do it. They certainly won't do it at a 6-6 playing for first place.
Should they?
They're not going to do
that. Is the question.
No, not now.
Have you seen
it? You would do it now?
How old is Mason Rudolph now? Is
he's like 31.
Okay, do we know what we have in Mason yet?
Yes, we do.
My
people,
God,
between
Hokie and Cabali, they're acting like they still haven't given Mason a chance. You never know.
No, he's had that.
This
what
guy
I'm
will be sitting here at 74 years old, and they'll be saying he never got his chance. At 77, he might be pretty good, Bob.
What I'm saying is, in this particular instance, they're 6-6. They are playing for the lead. They're not going to put that in the hands of some rookie who hasn't taken any snaps. That's protocol. They won't do it.
I know they won't do it, but should they?
Not in this game, but as the season rolls on.
I'd be open to it as the season rolls on.
I would too, but not this game, because he hasn't had any prep time at all.
I'm almost tempted to go with Mason and see if he can save Christmas again. On the other hand, come on, people. Please. He has 30 touchdowns and 22 picks in his career. That's who he is. It's simple. He's a decent backup quarterback. That's what he is. And yet, if Rodgers is just going to continue to disintegrate here, Bob, I mean, what's going to happen next?
Well, that's what you have to watch, and that's how you make decisions moving forward. But for now, this specific week, I think they go with Rodgers.
That didn't seem viable, to have him flipping balls with his cast during the game and then dropping back and being like,
you can tell that he wanted to get out of that
did
pocket
not
as
want
fast
to get
as
hit.
He could.
And
he
that's I don't. That's the way of it with right. Old quarterbacks and old boxers. I'm done getting hit, but that's no way to live right now. So I'd have Mason prepared this week. I'd give him reps. I might even start him and see if he can save Christmas again, Bob. And if he can't, then it's probably Will Howard time. Just give him a shot. Start getting him ready.
Well, I would increase the amount of time I see from him just because I want to see more. But
and I want to be very careful here, Bob, and limits. I want to be very careful about this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
See, if the Steelers go into Baltimore and win, they're going to somehow feel vindicated, like it's an I told you so situation. And I'm going to put myself in position right now to not be told I told you so. I think they can go in and win because the Ravens absolutely stink. And you know what? If they do win in Baltimore, it won't be I told you so. It'll be more of the same. In fact, it'll be right on brand for them to go ahead and win this division at 9-8 and get hammered by fill in the blank in round one. And that won't make me feel any better. And there is no vindication in winning in Baltimore. I couldn't care less if they win in Baltimore. Cincinnati just walked in there and blew them off the field. I don't care if they win in Baltimore. Of course they could. Who cares? The Ravens stink. So I'm gonna cut off the I told you so possibility until they win a playoff game. You want to say I told you so? Win a playoff game. Anyway, yeah. I just wanted to cut that off.
I just think at this point it's not prudent to put him in there. Would I increase his reps and
Will
practice
Howard,
if I could?
You mean?
Yeah, Will Howard. I just think it would do him maybe a disservice to get in there with absolutely no time. I saw yesterday that there was an undrafted quarterback playing for the Vikings. Boy, he looked undrafted and he looked like a rookie, and they didn't have a lot of reps for him coming in. And
could it be worse than what we saw yesterday, though? I mean, that's the other argument here. Again, that was one of the worst passing games in Steeler history.
It was, but it's also a game plan to see. They did not run the ball enough against the worst run defense. Why wouldn't you? They weren't going to pass the ball.
Well, if all they're going to do is hand off, then Will Howard might as well play. And I'm not sure that's a bad idea, by the way. I thought yesterday all the Steelers needed to do was hand off.
That's what I said. They should have done that right from the beginning and stopped. The first play of the third quarter is a pass, and it led to a disaster.
Rodgers lost the game for them yesterday with the strip sack. Would you agree?
Well, I would also say the offensive line allowing him to be hit like that too. But yeah, and that was the biggest play of the game and changed everything. And he was trying to get out of there, stopped, and he shouldn't have stopped. He should have kept running.
Was it a bad look to blame other people after the game then?
He could have avoided that, but that's what Aaron Rodgers has done in his career. Are you surprised?
No.
I mean, many backpedaled and said, but John, who's a professional, I'm sure he would think the same thing. So he tries to cover up by crediting the guy for being a professional. But if he was a professional or whoever it was who didn't go to these meetings, they should be called out for that. That's what he did. So this is what happens, though, when you lose. There's a lot of stuff starts boiling, and then it gets worse if you continue to lose.
Right. Limits, let's hit the phone lines.
All right, guys. We got a lot of guys that want to chime in, including Chris, who's in Swissville.
Hello, Malzy. Hello. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. On Mondays, I always like to think about the things I'm grateful for in my life, and I'd like to start by thanking the Steelers for paying my son's 2026 travel baseball tuition, because the Bills -3 was the easiest money ever. That being said, they followed a business model that is now time-honored, and that is the father starts the business, the son helps make it great, the grandson flies it into the ground, and that's where we are. Until Rooney's gone, until Tomlin's gone, and now I think Kahn, they are going to be irrelevant.
I mean, they've pretty much been irrelevant as far as Super Bowl contention goes for a long time. We appreciate the call, Chris. Like I've said many times, Bob, the Steelers live in a world of mediocrity, but it's high-end mediocrity. I went through this metaphor about a month ago. They have a very nice house in high-end mediocrity. They're living pretty well there. But they're still there, which means that they're grouped with the teams that can't win and nobody thinks will win a Super Bowl. They'll scrape into the playoffs, but they'll wind up with as many playoff wins as Arizona every year, which is none. So how different really are they from the Arizonas of the world? Well, they have a nicer house in Mediocrityville. They have a pretty nice layout there. Life is pretty good.
And you also get comfortable in that sort of that house. Sometimes you got to be uncomfortable with something to make changes.
Right, right.
And
maybe this will be the year.
I just wonder, though, when Mike says he's going to make changes, everything's on the table for this. It was about what's coming up this week.
There's nothing left to change.
What can they do?
There's nothing.
They brought in Asante Samuel, and again, Darius Slay, for all I know, just they don't need him. Why bring him back at all at this point? He's not going to do anything for
them. They've changed players. They've changed quarterbacks. They've changed GMs. They've changed coordinators and linebacker coach and secondary coach and O-line coach and everything else. There's one position they haven't changed, and that's head coach. And it's never been this obvious that the problem lies there. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits?
But whatever he said at the very beginning didn't really sound good.
Did you delete it?
Just in case.
Yeah,
just
in case I would have done that.
Something went horribly wrong there. Next.
Joe, we have to wait about a minute before we can get back to the phone
lines.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
The delete rules. We've
got
a few of those on TV,
rules.
Too.
Why should we believe at this point that there's something left with Rodgers, that this is going to get better all of a sudden? Do you have any faith in that at all, that he's going to play well in Baltimore? or play at all.
I think he will play. How he plays, you know, I don't know. I've seen enough to think that we may never see the kinds of games we saw at the beginning of the season. But I hope so. I'd like to see him get it right. I'd like to see him have an explosive game plan featuring some down the field looks. But I haven't seen anything that makes me think that would happen.
It's so strange.
It's going to be one of those typical Pittsburgh-Baltimore games. Ugly, I would guess. And whoever wins is going to be something like 16-13. I wouldn't expect anything different.
They have an offense where the quarterback drops back and never throws it down the field. It's very, very odd.
Sideways.
They had 75. They had 92 yards, I believe, to start the fourth quarter. Then they had that ridiculous play, the bad snap along the ground.
Yeah.
So they, with 14 minutes left in the game, had 75 total yards.
Yeah, and that could be one play on a good team. Someone just gets loose and they throw it down the field. But again, you're not going to get much when you have...
You need everything to go perfectly, like their endless drives in Chicago. And they wound up only scoring 21 offensive points that day. But you need to march down the field in like 18 plays. It's
right, but when you do that, a lot can go wrong. That's my next point. An 18 play drive will figure probably a play or two that could have gone haywire the other way.
Right.
They still need a quick strike. They don't have a quick strike availability to them. When they trail, they still have to plod along, and that's not a way to come back in game. So once it became, you know, Buffalo took the lead in that game, you know, I expect to see a little bit more offensive chance taking down the field. There was none of that.
Next.
In fact, on that, there's 3rd and 9 play that was a run, and then they line up for the 4th down. You know, they're about to score. It was 4th and 2, was it? And you knew they were going to run the football right into the middle of the line, and that's exactly what they did.
They ran Gainwell twice on 3rd and long. It's such a sad offense, and there was never a sadder sequence than late in the third quarter. They're down 16-7, I think. And on 3rd and 9.
That's the play, yeah.
They run Gainwell up the middle, and he gets 8, something like that. Or 3rd and 10, he gets 9. Whatever. It's 4th and 1 at their own 33. They don't go for it. They punt. Doesn't Mike Tomlin always say if you can't get a yard, you don't deserve to win? What happened to the tush push they've been running, by the way?
Especially against that team, which was giving up a lot of yards coming in this game. And you're down 9 with no sense of anything on offense. You had to do something to shake it up. That was a good time to do that. And you could have gotten the crowd back in the game if you convert and march down and score and make it a game. But that wasn't going to happen. So
pathetic. Next.
All right, here's our guy Rob in West Mifflin to bring the thunder.
Hello, Rob.
Thunder and lightning.
Oh, my goodness, fellas, man. How y'all doing, man? I don't even know where to start, man. This is real hard to watch. This is real hard to watch, man. I mean, you see Mason McCormick, man, give up a – he just pushed Joey Bosa to the side and let him go.
Yeah, and then he forgot to continue to block him, yes.
Yeah, you talk with Little League, finish the play. Like, I don't know. Then, you know, this situational play calling, too, man, is like – it's driving me crazy, man. Situational play calling with this guy already is like – I don't know, man. I just know it's time for a change. Everybody got to go, in my eyes, man. I'm sorry, man. You know, to the point with me where everybody has to go because, you know, you got guys to come on there, Hokie and these guys, and Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph is what he is. You know, then you don't go out and help, you know, Aaron or the offense and get no offensive weapons. I'm watching these games the last couple weeks. It seems like everybody got a good rookie wide receiver that was in this year's draft, except the Steelers. Like, we didn't go out and address no major needs. Like, I'm burnt out, guys. I'm going to continue to watch. But the sad thing about all this is that they're going to win a division by default. Because Baltimore, I've seen them play against Cincinnati. They're not going to win. We're going to beat them, and they're going to lose again against Cincinnati. They're going to win by default. Like y'all said, is this a good thing that we're going to win this week? I don't think it is, man.
They've sucked the life right out of you, Rob, because you were pretty optimistic about what was going to happen, if I recall.
Oh, man, I was with them. I was with them. I thought we was going, you know, just not the couple few games this year, but I thought it. They got a veteran quarterback who didn't turn the ball over that much in his career. So I was very optimistic about my guys. But after seeing what I'm seeing, and then – you know what's really killing me? this two down defensive lineman thing. What is this? I said it five times, then they go to three defensive linemen. Because once you go two defensive linemen, those two guys are getting double teamed. And then once those big offensive linemen get to the second level, once you grab Patrick Quinn, he can't move. I don't know. I see it from afar. They see it close up. I don't know what they're not changing, man. You know, but thanks for the call, fellas, man. I love talking to y'all as usual, man, for real.
Yeah, it's too, almost Rob. Like a venting thing. You got to get on and just let it all out. We should be paid like, you know, those people who sit in the room.
Therapist.
Comes in and lays on a couch. Yeah, and all right, talk. And you do all the talking, and you get paid for saying nothing. You're just listening.
I feel like we should have a couch in the studio, Bob.
Would either of you be shocked if they went in Baltimore?
No.
Me neither.
I wouldn't be shocked, but I would be surprised.
Kyle Brandt said one of the most listless losses you'll see in this generation, but I think they're going to win in Baltimore. I do, because this is how the Steelers work. You get to 6-6, all is lost. It's post-apocalyptic. Fire this person, cut this person, and they find a way to win, and the gravity kicks in. This is right where the Mike Tomlin Steelers live. When it seems like all hope is lost, oh, what do you know? They win two out of the next three, and things are going well. I agree, except the last part of that story is then they get to the playoffs or just miss, and they get hammered in round one, and again, they might as well have been the Cardinals, because I think the Cardinals have one more playoff win than the Steelers in the last 9 years. I know other teams do. I know Brian Daboll has a playoff win in the last 9 years. I don't know, Bob.
Yeah, I can see that scenario playing out.
This feels like a bottom.
You would think. I mean, can it get worse? What did you see yesterday, though? I mean, from their performance, it makes you think it could get worse. I don't know that it can. They gave up a record home amount of rushing yards to a team. They had the lowest offensive output. That includes Matt Canada's 3 years here.
Yeah.
How can it get any worse than that at home? I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.